Walk in the light. One Jide 137. No counterfeits allowed. John writes as an eyewitness, someone who walked with Jesus, touched him, heard him, watched him die, and saw him risen again. He isn't giving theories. He's giving testimony, and his message is simple. There is no room for counterfeit Christianity. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie. This isn't condemnation. It's a father protecting his children from deception. Real fellowship with Jesus demands real honesty, real repentance, and real life change. Fellowship begins with testimony. John says, "We proclaim what we have seen and heard." Christianity isn't wishful thinking. It's rooted in real events, a real Savior, a real cross, and a real resurrection. Authentic fellowship grows from a shared story. Jesus changed me. So the question for us is this: what fills our conversations with other believers, Christ or everything else? When Jesus becomes our message, fellowship becomes our joy. Joy is completed in community. John reminds us that joy isn't complete until it's shared. Isolated Christianity is an empty Christianity. We need brothers and sisters who testify, encourage, and walk with us. If your joy feels thin, check your fellowship. God never designed us to walk alone. God is pure light. God is light, and him is no darkness at all. Light and darkness cannot mix, not because God is harsh, but because holiness cannot mingle with hidden sin. If I walk toward darkness, I cannot claim to be walking with the God who is light. It's a spiritual impossibility. The dangerous lie. John warns of the deadly delusion, claiming fellowship with God while living in unrepentant sin. He's not talking about stumbling. Every believer stumbles. He's talking about walking in darkness, choosing it, defending it, living comfortably in it. This is the modern tragedy of Christians who say they love Jesus but refuse his lordship. The issue isn't perfection, it's direction. Are you walking toward the light or away from it? The glorious promise. But if we walk in the light, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. What a promise! Walking in the light means honesty, repentance, and transparency before God. And when we walk that way, we find real fellowship. We find real freedom. And Jesus keeps cleansing us moment by moment. This is grace that transforms, not grace that excuses. John gives us two paths: walk in darkness, secret sin, double life, self-deception. Walk in the light. Repentance, fellowship, joy, and continual cleansing through Christ's blood. You must choose. If you've been pretending, come clean today. Step into the light. Jesus' blood cleanses all sin. If you're walking in the light but walking alone, seek fellowship, share your testimony, make your joy complete. Let us be a people marked by truth, purified by Christ, and united in fellowship. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, the blood of Jesus purifies us from all sin.